We are beginning Samech Beis, Simen Tach Beis. We got the Sif Beis. I think we're going to skip Sif Beis. Let's jump down to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes in Sif Gimel, Im Yesh Shnei Chasanim, Yachad Barachim Birkas Chasanim, Achas Shneim. Let's say you had a wedding hall where two weddings are taking place at the same time, so you are allowed to say one bracha of a Shar Bracha for both of them, and Biyotze this way. So the Rama writes, "V'afilu lo hayu achasanim biyachad, even if they weren't together, ela shayadaitel al shneim, but your das was on both them, whatever, different rooms maybe, kimoshin nispar biyordeya simin rei shamechay linen mila, that the bracha works for both of them, both on two milas are taking place in the same hall. The yesh omrim, others say, de'ein levarach l'shnei chasanim biyachad mishim ein hara." One, others say one shana. So this is a machlokes, just like by chasanim, also by bris mila. Can you say two brachas on twins at the same time? So some say, yeah, why not? What's the difference? And others say, no, because of ayin hara, one should not say bracha on two chasanim and not two brachas, and there should be two brachas, also separate brachas, on two bris milas. Ayin hara is, I guess, that this family had a zocha to two children, two boys. So that's...
two separate chasanim,
so you don't have the same. Oh, so with regards to the chasanim, so look what he doesn't really explain this in the Beis Shmuel.
Well, one of them is going to die because they're going to
be in the whole. But maybe it's only the same family.
That's what I'm saying. It's a different logic.
Right. If it's two, if it's like one family,
then it's like, you know, you're showing off that you have.
Right. It's like by the aliyahs, you're having two brothers or two father and sons having aliyahs after each other. You guys get everything. But two random families happen to be in the same wedding hall. Where is the ayin hara? I'm not sure then. What's the source of this halacha? This is found in the Hagos Maimonios.
Why is it different than like a relationship with like
a... Why is it any different?
Yeah.
So that's what they talk about. Some say, they quote here in Nimer Yaakov, it shouldn't be any different. Like when it comes to birchas mitzvah. The guy's shechting, he's shechting chickens, and yeah, one bracha ain't doing everything. So it shouldn't be any different. They say bris mila is the same thing. It's a birchas mitzvah. So he's mechalik here between birchas mitzvah versus birchas shevach v'odah. It's not a birchas mitzvah. He says, ma'ashen kein b'chasanim, which is a birchas shevach v'odah, so that might be different rules than birchas mitzvah, but he doesn't really elaborate here. He just points out there might be a distinction of different types of brachas, but I think your point about ayin hara is a good point. I don't know what the ayin hara is if the two chasanim are not related. Maybe it's only a case if they're related, but from the Ramah, it doesn't seem to be that way. It seems to be a general rule. So I'm not sure.
And with bris mila, it would be the same thing, just two families making a bris.
Yeah, that's true also.
Same day.
Right, that's true also. So maybe we're misunderstanding what ayin hara means then. Maybe it's not only limited to the families, maybe it's just a lot of simcha in one place. Not sure. The Maisa for, I've only been to one twin bris, and I know that's what you did in Eretz Yisrael. They separate it.
And they make a half second tweet.
Yeah, so I was at Corey Richmond. He had a twin boy, so he made a seam in between the two brises. That's the only one I've ever been to. Okay.
Nobody says anything?
No, there might be in Hilchas Bris Mila, which I didn't look into this any further.
And what about in Mitzvah?
So that's when you use one Chefza for multiple mitzvahs. Yeah, so that, well, the kodesh would be two different kodesh. Are you saying one, you're saying the bracha on mila. I don't know if this means also one kodesh. You might have two separate kodesh of each one. Well, the bracha is because the al-hamila, I'm not sure what the advantage is, but you say one, lachnisa b'briso sh'av ravino, that's the one bracha that's referring to.
I understand the advantage if you only had one cup of wine, so then you want to do it.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure if there's an advantage or not an advantage, or disadvantage necessarily, just that you just get one bracha and you just keep going, one cut, two cut, three cut, four cut, whatever. But maybe they have separate brachas on the gafa. I don't know. We have to look in Hilchas Mila for that. But normally, Einos HaMitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas is referring to one bracha. The Gemara you're referring to in Pesachim is talking about saying Kiddush and Avdallah. How could you have two different mitzvahs on one kosher bracha? And the Gemara answered, because Chad and Milsi, they're both Binyane Kedusha. One's beginning Kedusha, one is ending Kedusha. When it comes to the Gemara talks about Sota, using one kos for the two different Sotos, that's a problem of Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. The Duji, I think, a focus on the Chepsi. Look at Tosos Dan Tota. I forget the daf exactly.
Do we have any history of like multiple marriage ceremonies, like some young moon or whatever they used to do?
Is that like a thing where at some point it's
brought down? Yeah, I think in the first one, I skipped Siv Beis because it wasn't so relevant nowadays. and should never be relevant again. But they have talked about cases of making a chuppah together. They couldn't afford to, so it existed in history.
Like Chris
sure.
Avram.
What's that?
Chris Avram, they
multiple brisim in one day.
Multiple brisim, but also it's probably called something else. But it's the same idea where they basically have, you know, like Russian immigrants.
So that's what they have. The Sif Beis talks about having multiple chuppahs, and under one chuppah, you save the cost of food and guests, and they used to do it. It would save, obviously, a lot of money. So such a concept existed. Okay. Okay. Fine, let's go weiter now. Let's go now to... actually, the interesting things about Ein Hara. Sorry, it's an interesting thing about Ein Hara. Shulchan Aruch talks about... We mentioned about two people, two brothers, or fathers and sons. This is in Imre Yaakov talking here, not getting Aliyah after each other because of Ayin Hara as well. So interesting, custom brought down here. It says there are those who say that a Muberes, a woman who's pregnant, should not be standing up under the chuppah because it's an Ayin Hara while she's standing up there and pregnant. So that should be avoided. But in Halacha, we're not really makbid on this. He just brought down in the name of the Shulchan HaEzer, who's such an Indian. And then he just speaks not about Ayin Hara, but just about Al Tzitzniyah, said that a single woman should not be one of those walking down and standing up under the chuppah. He mentions that as well, quoting a number of different...
How come many of our compatriots ignore that? That's Mamish Shishol, it's just...
This is a Chazanishi quote, so we live in a different place. Yeah, it's a different world what we live in. Yeah, no, not the Machaber, but it's a Chazanishi and others who are very Makbid, and certain circles are Makbid here in America. Okay, well, let's go right to Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet, Mechaber writes, Ein Mevarchin Birchas Chasanim Ela Ba'asara Gedolim. The Sheva Brachas has to be in the presence of 10 men, Ubnei Chorin, as we free, the Chasim and Aminin, you could count the Chasim as one of the 10, Bein Kish Omim Osam B'Shas Nesun, whether it's the ones under the Chuppah, Bein Kish Omim Osam Achar Birchas Amazon, or during the rest of the week of Sheva Brachas. About kishein omrim achar birchas amazon ela birchas asher bara ein tzar chasar. If you're only saying just that one bracha, which is not really relevant to anything that we do, so then you don't need 10 people for that bracha alone. Umikol makom shlosha b'inan, you do need 3 to say even the bracha of asher bara. So look,
somebody plants seven brachas and they're short of minyan. Can they still say the last bracha?
No, you cannot.
We
did not do that. I'll mention Pischa Tshuva, and once happened to me. I was at a Sheva Brachos, and we had 10 people, but not all. No, we had 9 people. So can you invite someone in to be Mitzarif after everyone's been complete eating? So we're going to go through some of the sources here about that. So before you get there, though, look what the Chelkas Mechokek writes in Sif Katan Gimel, 3 lines down. Ein Mevarchin Chasanim, Birchas Chasanim, Ela Ba'asara. The ear she'ein ba'asara, if there's a city that doesn't have 10 people, the e'afshar lahaviyam sham imakam acher, and you can't bring 10 people to the place of the chuppah, aser lasos sham nisun. You cannot make a chuppah without having 10. Ela tzarcha chasen v'kala leilech l'makam she'ei sham asara. The chasen kala need to schlep someplace where there is a minim. Ulach nisam sham l'chuppah, and there go in the chuppah. Ve'im ein b'medina asara, if it's a country that doesn't have 10 Jews, V'ef shalom leilach medina acheres, and can't go elsewhere, rak b'toreach gadol, then oz havik kidyeved ubirkas ubrachos einom akvos. As we know, brachos in general are not me'ake, but they're very, very makbid here, l'chachila, try really hard to get a chuppah. If it's really a shas at the chak, then you can make a chuppah without that.
Seems like they're having a bigger problem, like every day.
Hey, well, that's, in a chanami, no minin every day, that's certainly...
What happened to
the,
just
the
two
Adim? Adim is for Kedushin. They don't need Adim for Chuppah. 2 Adim.
Why are you testing brachas?
It's based on the Gemara and Ksubas quotes from Boaz about having a minion for Sheva Brachas. A few other sources, but the Gemara quotes the case of Boaz and Rus. Tosos quotes the Medrash. Other sources, I remember all the different sources. There's an Indian.
How can people do it? They're not doing anything.
They're not accomplishing anything.
Right.
But that's the base on the Psukim in Divrei Kabbalah. We have such an Indian of a 10. It's not ma'akev. It's not a davar shepakadusha. There's a cause of. Let's see if they quote any sources here about that. Hold on. One second.
Shalim.
Yeah, he quotes here also, just from Boaz.
Really, by a bris,
and yeah. Just it's not a real din like Davar Shem Kedusha, but just an inyan based on what Boaz. Yeah, what is that?
It's
not inyan. The Mishnah and Megillah quotes a number of places where you need 10 because Davar Shem Kedusha. This obviously is not on that list, but again, this is a different inyan of having 10 based on the Gzeres HaKasav. They quote an interesting Noda Behuda here. Noda Behuda writes that there was once a Masada Kedusha that did Birchas Erisin and Nesuin without 10 people. And the Noda Behuda writes, Kibavadai, this Masada Kedusha was a Hediot, Kizeh, and he didn't have any, didn't know anything about Asik B'tiv Kedushin. He should not have officiated any type of wedding. And Mikomakum, in the end, it was a good Kedushin Chuppah because the 10 people are not Makev. But any Masada Kedushin who would officiate such a wedding certainly doesn't know much about Gittin and Kedushin. Okay. He writes further, though this is not practiced here, that the Birchas Chasanim should be said standing up. So we do practice that. Whoever says Sheva Brachos, they do stand up. But he says the kal should also, the rest of the kila should be standing as well during Shabbat Brachos. I've never seen that. I think Eitan Agbushov said last week that in Eretz Yisrael they do that. Yeah, we weren't sure that's because they had no chairs.
Right. So they only have
what about during the rest of the week?
So, no, but during the, very good, during the Suda, he says you don't have to stand up since everybody's sitting as it is. It's a tircha for them to get up, which you could say the same thing about a chuppah. So I'm not sure why they make such a chiluk like that, but that's what they quote down here. The practice, it's certainly not ma'akev, and the practice is to sit down. Now, the idea to stand up, they don't talk about this so much, but in general, there is the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tzvidim Musafim that a person is supposed to stand up when he says Sfir Sa Omer, and the Kesem Mishra quotes a phantom medrash, doesn't exist anywhere. He must have had this medrash, we don't have access to it, that whenever, based on the pasuk, you have to help me, it says by Sfir Sa Omer, Kama, in Parsha Emor, it says, it says the word Kama by Sfiras Omer, the Psukim of Sfiras Omer. Sorry, I put you on the spot. What?
No.
Oh, you know it? Yeah, so Kama, so Ein Kama Ela Kima, the Medrash says, you need to stand when you say Birchas HaMitzvah and Sfiras Omer. So the Poskim say that applies to all Birchas HaMitzvahs. You're supposed to stand up when saying a Birchas HaMitzvah, whether it be Tefillin, whether it be Tittus, you should always be standing up. So that's why the one saying Birchas Chasanim, even though it's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's still, we saw last week, maybe it could be a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's why you stand up for saying that bracha. But regards to the...
that's also with regards to by the Aliyah, so you have to stand when you say the bracha and Baruch Hashem, except the Kavchaim says not, you don't have to.
For what?
The Aliyah is when they say Baruch Hashem.
Right, and therefore...
it's the mitzvah, so you have to stand.
Where the person saying the bracha I'm talking about right now.
No,
the person,
everybody else.
Right, I'm talking about the person saying the bracha has to stand up. So everybody else, what's in everybody else standing up? So this is a famous thing Rav Soloveitchik liked to say, and Yaakov Kamenetsky said as well. He asked basically, why do we stand up for three different places, which is very strange. We stand up by Varch David, is accustomed to stand up. Why suddenly there in the middle of davening? Why do we stand up when the Chasan and Kala walk down? They're not Domer LaMelech until they actually get married yet, so they're not king and queen. And then the third question he asks, why do they stand up for, the Mishnah says, in Bikurim, when the farmers would bring the Bikurim, everyone would stand up and show them Kavod. So those are three places, very strange why you stand up. So the Chiddush that Rav Soloveitchik said, and I think I saw it once in Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, says the same thing, is because whenever a person's about to perform a mitzvah, you stand up to show them kavod, that they should continue to do that mitzvah. And that's very clear when it comes to Bikurim. You want to show them all this kavod so the farmers come back the next year and bring the first fruit of the Shivas Aminim. So anytime a person does a mitzvah, you should stand up. The Chas and the Kala are about to perform a mitzvah, so you stand up for the kavod of performing a mitzvah. When it comes to Vayivarech David, it's brought down from the Arizal to give tzedakah at that point. So if those who are giving tzedakah, you stand up for those osei mitzvah. In which case, any other time you see a person doing a mitzvah, according to this svara, you should stand up. So that might be why the Indian, that a kal, should stand up as well when they're performing the saying the brachas and performing the mitzvah of nisun. Okay. Let's now go down to the Pischei Tshuva about the 10 people as part of the minyan and if a person, if you could be mitzarif or not. Look at the Pischei Tshuva, Sif Katan Ches. Sif Katan Ches, he says, Acher Birkas HaMazon. He says, Ayin B'Sefer Zachar Lavram Shekasav Yesh L'Ayin. Iba'inan Hani Asara Sheyochlu Kulam. Do all 10 people have to have eaten? Oh, Shet Starfu L'Pachos L'Zimun K'din Zimun B'Mirkas HaMazon. Maybe they just need to have 3 people who ate and just 7 other guys could join in. Oh, Dilma Dafka Birkas HaMazon B'Inan Tziruf. That only benching you require a guy to be mitzarif, because otherwise you can't say baruch shechalnu if you didn't eat anything. Maybe you don't need to be mitzarif at all. So the questions are, do they have to eat? Can they be mitzarif? Do they not need to be mitzarif? So he ends up saying the very last line of this, it's a small one, but he says, Delo ba'inan sheyochlu kol asara avarov mia ba'inan. You don't need that everybody eats, but as long as six men eat, you could have four people answer the Sheva and say Sheva Brachos, even though the other four didn't eat. So I had the Shiloh once, where we had nine people, and then we started saying Sher Malos, and then we realized that there wasn't a tenth man in the room. So I didn't know the answer. I called a well-known Rav, and this is the only time ever, this goes back probably 8 years, the only time ever, and I've asked him many since then, that he says, I don't know, I need to look it up in Shulchan Aruch. And he looked up in Shulchan Aruch, and he said that one should not be mitzarif. Now, according to this Pesachei Tshuva, though, it sounds like you don't need to be mitzarif. As long as six guys, and we had nine guys, then certainly another guy could come in.
That's what you do.
We didn't say Sheva Brachos. It was like a whole nice party at my cousin's house.
Why don't you just and then, have a guy have a second dessert?
With no, so the issue is, exactly, we just decided to bench right. Exactly.
Sheva Brachos is not the legal, it's not starting benching. We should say Rabbi Simon Vareich.
No, the Gemara in Pesachim says, yeah, why don't you do the Sheva Brachos? I believe that's how we pass
in.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
They all eat again.
What?
I'm saying you could all have this
right. Bench and then wash it.
It's true. We didn't think of that. All right. Too bad you weren't there. Right. Okay, so he brings down here in the Imre Yaakov that. Let's see, where would that go? Hold on. No, they are Ma'akev saying Birchas Chasanim. The Chasna works. The first Chasna, you should get married in front of 10 people. If they're not 10 people, the chasna is going to still be a good nesuin.
But you shouldn't make the shevach.
Exactly. You don't make a shevach because it sounds like you just get married. You just stand at the chuppah like, okay, that's it. Thanks for coming. Mazel tov, break the glass. Read the ksuba. So, fine.
You don't need the break.
That's true. There's no other guffin to say on. That's the whole point of the break. So he brings down here that let's say if they ate, people ate bread, but let me get the case in 1 second here. Yeah, let's say most people ate bread, but the other people didn't eat anything, and let's say they only ate mizonos. That doesn't work according to many poskim. They hold that everybody has to eat bread, but there's a machlokas here. What he quotes that some say, do you need rov, or is it enough to have seven? You need ruba de mikre. The halacha is when it comes to a minion for benching. So you need 10 people. You don't really need 10 people. You need 7 people who ate bread, and you could have 3 people who ate mizonos, or even a shahakol. You could have, that's 10 people. But even though normally rov works, you need ruba de minkra. You need ruba de minkra when it comes to making benching with elokeinu. You need 7 for that. So you have the same chakir here. What about for the sheva brachos? Do you need to have 7 people who ate bread, or it's enough to have 6 people?
That's by Berachas Hamazon in general?
In general, yeah. In general. So anyways, he says, so there's a whole, again, back and forth about all this. And,
Can you rely on the Pesachei Tshuva?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, usually what's on the page is what we usually rely on. We have to look at other Tshuvas as well, but you certainly can rely on Pesachei Tshuva.
Pesachei Tshuva is you can just do it whatever you want.
Yeah.
Or you can bring in people with...
Bring people who didn't even eat.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as the Rov ate.
Yeah, but he quotes down here, I don't know these different shuvas he's quoting from, L'chachila, a person should really try to have 7 people that ate bread. That's what he says. One should be Roy Lachosh Lazeb, but it's not Ma'akev.
The Pesachei Tshuva wouldn't have a problem with 7 who ate bread and 3 who didn't. Who ate nothing.
That's what it seemed like from the Pesachei Tshuva.
Because I've seen people invite people for Sheva Brachos for dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have a minion.
Right.
So that's, I think, relatively common.
That's the safest. That certainly works.
As long as you had
but they're not washing.
Exactly. Everybody would agree. If you have obviously 10 who wash is good. Everyone also agrees 7 who ate bread and 3 who ate something also works. The question becomes, is it enough to have 6? And what do the others have to eat anything at all? That's really where the debate comes in. Whereby the Pesachei Tshuva is very makel. He says as long as you have 6 guys who ate bread, the other 4 guys, according to Pesachei Tshuva, that it's 6 guys who ate, and 4 of the guys could just join in, that's okay
bread,
for Sheva Brachos.
Ate bread or ate
No, six guys who ate bread, and then four guys who don't have to eat anything according to the Pesach Tshuva. Now he quotes additional tshuvas here that seem to be more machmir. You really need seven guys who ate. The other three guys should have had something, maybe eating, maybe some mizonos. So there's a whole long discussion. I'm not going to go through all the different shitas.
If you only had six or seven who ate bread, and three who ate nothing, can you say Elokeinu benching?
No, that you cannot say.
So you don't say Elokeinu, even though you're going to say
exactly. That's what it sounds like. According to Pesach Tshuva, you would not say...
you don't say Elokeinu unless the other three ate
something. Even shahakol, they could have, right.
Oh, but if they ate, then you could say.
If they ate.
If they ate something, then you could say Elokeinu.
If all ten people ate something, as long as seven had bread and the other three ate something, then you can say Elokeinu. We're creating a case where there isn't going to be Elokeinu in the benching, but you're going to be able to have the minion for Sheva Brachos. Let's finish.
Would you have to have bread or be part of that to stay one of the Sheva Brachos?
So I saw that discussed somewhere also. I think he quoted somewhere here that the minog was to be maker with this regard. Let's see if I can find that exactly.
What was the question?
Whether if you want to...
The guy who didn't eat it didn't do anything.
It's a birchas mitzvah. What does it matter?
It's not a birchas mitzvah. It's a birchas mitzvah. It's really giving a bracha to the chasen and kala. So I saw somewhere here that he said that you don't have to eat anything. We're makel to give them to anyways. You could say a bracha even though you didn't eat anything. I can't find this right now, but I'm pretty confident I saw that.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, one last thing which is very, very relevant here. He says, and we'll stop after this, that Misha Ochel Besudas Nesuin Umemahar Lelech Ladarko. A guy eats at a wedding, he's eating a meal and needs to run. Im Mutter Hadavar, if it's permitted, Sherei Mispatel Mishav Brachos. Is a guy allowed to leave? He's losing out on Sheva Brachos. Is he allowed to leave early? It happens to us all the time. No one stays for Sheva Brachos. So are you allowed to leave? So he says, V'yesh dekasru, some write, She'ein chiv lahamtin ad gemarsu. You don't have to wait till the end of the meal. The mitzvah is muta rak al hatzibor hanimtza gemarsuda. So you can kind of walk out of there. Only the guys who are stuck there. If you're the last 10, then you're stuck. You don't want to be the last 10. If you make it from 10 to 9, then that's not a good thing. But
you're on the shulchan, right? You have to have that kavana.
Even for the Shavuot brachos?
Yeah,
that's mezuzah. He's talking right, exactly. For mezuzah.
I thought you weren't, right. Like, once you were at a wedding, there's a whole Indian of not being parish in the...
Yeah, I don't know. Could be.
Could be I'm totally making it up.
It could be you are. It could be you're not. He quotes down here from the Tzitz Eliezer and the Minchas Yitzchak that a person does not need to stay till the end of the Shavuot brachos.
I thought there's a whole Indian to make a separate mezuzah, like, if you're at a table and a bunch of you are leaving early from the wedding.
That's a different thing. That's about the zimun, not the Shavuot brachos. Just stop benching.
Right.
So if I have in mind to be part of the whole tzibur, and then I walk out and say just three of us without having a lokenu, that's a problem. But if I had in mind that I'm going to bench by myself, or I'm going to bench with three guys around me, so then you're allowed to bench and leave that way. But you should have that in mind, as Seth's pointing out, from the moment you've washed, exactly. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.
So what happens...